You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music, edition 54.
54!
Anniversary special extravaganza blowout. The Best Cuts of Music. Anniversary special extravaganza blowout.
Cuts.
Howdy, everybody. I'm Billy Bob, and it's time for another big birthday celebration here at Showbiz Pizza Place. I'd like to dedicate this special show to our
best cuts.
Music.
We've got the best cuts of
music.
I remember one time I bought an album from this company. It was like a rare CD, and I looked really hard for it, and there was like three places on the planet Earth selling it, and this place just happened to have it under $30, and I got really stoked, so I ordered it from them. They're out of Florida.
Yeah.
But then when I got it, it was like the CD, and then it had like a little Hello Kitty thing some girl wrote on there, like in girlish, like cursive writing, like, "Hey, thanks a bunch, we love you so much, you're awesome." And then it had like a booklet of stickers,
yeah,
and it had like some newspaper clippings, and it had some magnets and just a bunch of other random shit that they just tossed in with the CD.
Nice.
Didn't need it was awesome.
Pimp house shit, basically.
Yeah, but the last time, and then that got me, I was like, wow, that's awesome. So I got another CD from them, but it only had like one sticker when that CD came, and I'm just kind of like, oh,
fuck you guys.
You got me.
You got me. Yeah.
You lured me in with the promise of treats.
Yeah, treats that I was eventually going to throw away.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Or stick on something. Or give to somebody else.
What I like to do is get a big sticker book that I really love and then see a passing car and just put it on. It's gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the amplified version of the anxiety over sticking something. So you say, well,
right.
What do I stick it on? Well, I'm not going to stick it on anything because everything's so fallible. I'm not going to stick it on my TV. That's pointless. I'm not going to stick it on, you know, my book.
Or your boombox.
Right. Well, maybe your boombox.
Yeah.
But, so what do? You don't stick it. But then what I think is, well, fuck it. Stick it. Stick it on something that's going to, stick it on food.
Yeah.
Stick it on an orange peel. Stick it on a car that's passing by and you'll never see again.
Stick it on your glasses.
Put it on your glasses.
Put it on your toilet paper roll.
Right.
Right,
exactly.
About in the middle.
Yeah.
Wind it back up. Somebody's going to find it eventually.
Yeah, that's going to be a great day. And that is going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day.
Hardly seems like it's been a year, Sam.
No, it doesn't seem like it's been a year. Has been a year.
It has been a year.
A little bit over a year.
It's been over a year.
Pretty much a year, though.
Just about a year, though.
But we couldn't stop, you know, right in the middle of a four-part master series.
No. Though there were important stories to tell about our life.
Yeah, our lives are important. And the record has to get out. People have to know.
If I'm not going to tell my life story, then who is?
Yeah. Well, besides your biographer, Chris.
But Chris doesn't get enough of the little details about my life that I like.
That's true. You do not let him into a lot of what goes on with the best cuts of music.
Right, like sometimes when
he just captures all the mundane details of your life.
Well, sometimes when I go to... Sometimes when I go to the restroom, I don't have to wipe. And
right.
I never told Chris that.
And he's never going to know.
Well, that's exactly right, because Chris doesn't even fucking listen to this show.
Nope. It's okay, though. It's only because his mom won't let him.
Give it up for my 14-year-old intern, ladies and gentlemen.
Chris.
Chris.
Claps.
He can't really follow me around doing anything in my life.
Yeah. Your life is, it's rated R.
He goes to Best Buy with me occasionally.
Sure. Errands.
Errands.
Helps you pick out a bookstore?
He always picks the wrong books.
Yeah, well, he hangs out in the teen section. I mean, he can't help it.
Right, it's not my fault. I feel for him, though. You know, I remember what it was like to be that age and to enjoy...
Following an older man in his 30s, trying to write his biography.
That's right. Chach, I'm almost done with your biography.
You've been working on that for years.
Right. Well, I don't have a lot of time. I don't type it up. And I'll say that I'm a little lazy about it. But his life's not that interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't seem like he's really done anything in 10, 12 years.
No.
Just working that job down on the docks.
Every life has a story, though. I learned that from Bukowski.
It's true.
Especially if it's an offensive story, then it's a good story.
Yeah, filled with lots of drugs and...
alcohol.
Hating women.
Hating women.
Yeah. Anger. That's a good life. Some people can only dream of having lives like that. They just have to write about it.
Right. Like Chris.
Like Chris, yeah. Loosen up.
Right.
Listen up. Getting loose.
I mean, we won't know what it sounds like until we go back and hear it.
Right.
Which is after we record talking, right?
Right. Or, I mean, we wouldn't have to. I mean, we could just let it go as it is and just be like, oh, that was crazy. It's a crazy night.
You're listening to the one-year anniversary of...
The best cuts of music.
Music.
Hold it. Oh, way that the crowd can sit down. Not slow, who's the cat with the fro? For those that don't know, come on, let's get acquainted.
Bro, who the hell are you?
Ayo, it's hard to explain it, so slow down, low down. And hold your horses, or get beat down from the AYB forces. No, I'm not the sucker who you think is still drinking, because I got your dome on the blink. I'm in the right and you're in the wrong. So if you can't get along, then don't, let's get it on. I'm the next runner up, but yo, I ain't running, cause I win regardless. You got nothing coming against Julio, DJ Lord, the MC. And I'll be them, not a fly human being. I'm the original, raw, crisp, or critical. The typical, how the old just stays lyrical. I flow instantly, if I stop mentally. Mental when I hurt you, sucker, it be intentionally. So step off, and step into the groove. Don't watch me,
watch what?
Watch my moves. Smiling from the ghetto, that's how I get down. Like the system don't disturb the screw. Don't watch me,
watch what?
Watch my moves. I'm guaranteed to win, no doubt. Like Chinese food, I will take you out. I'm a savage, Julio's no average. And messing with me, that is the madness. Toe to toe, and head to head combat. You'll feel safe, you was born in a hard hat. DJ Love, Julio, AYB. Try to base on weed, you might OD. Know what I'm saying? Can you harm this? I'm prescribed to the mic by a pharmacist. Raw, deaf and dope is my prescription. The way I take out MCs, I keep tripping. Yes, my name is Julio, the only one. Compared to a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Flirting with my style, you shouldn't have been messing. Cause I'ma pick up the mic and start a solo session. So read the headlines, here comes bad news.
Say what?
Don't watch me,
watch what?
Watch my moves. 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 Don't watch me,
watch what?
Watch my moves.
Hey yo, Julie, man, who out there can watch your moves?
Hey yo, my man DJ Merle can watch my moves. DJ Lark, AYB Force. You know what I'm saying? The whole Japan. All the fly honeys in Japan too. Send me a ticket.
Music.
No, say it slower like you did before, but say music better.
You are listening.
Yeah, you are listening to the best cuts of music.
You are listening to the best cuts of music.
There you go. That's fantastic.
I think that's really.
You've got a good voice. Right. I'll only edit in the shitty words.
You're a monster, Robbie Flax.
All right. That was fun.
All right, Sam. That was fun.
I had a lot of fun that
night.
It was
fun.
We had fun cutting loose, Footloose.
Yeah, we had to cut loose.
Footloose.
We kicked up our Sunday shoes.
I used to listen to that song every time I got home from church, and I'd kick off my Sunday shoes.
Yeah. I would just look at our maid, Louise, and say, please.
Louise.
Yeah. Hold me up on my knees.
Oh, that was get down. Because I then usually follow it with a lot of masturbation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jokes.
All right. We had a lot of fun hanging out for the Best Cuts anniversary.
Yeah, Best Cuts anniversary.
Fabulous night.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it was a...
Fabulous celebrations. Everyone came out in their best.
Everybody was... Yeah, they were dressed to the nines.
They really rolled out the red carpet for this one.
Yeah.
We had a blast. Yeah. Champagne was popping and the caviars were dreaming.
Yeah, yeah, we, fancy things.
It was a lot of fancy.
Tartar.
Black dresses.
Yeah.
Black ties affairs.
Top hats and tails. I had my tails on.
Sure. Those were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They were curled up.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And cummerbunds.
I think I accidentally stole someone else's shoe covers, whatever those are called.
Cummerbunds. Yeah, you're like spats. Your spats.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Kirsten.
Yeah, that was Kirsten at the evening gala.
Celebrating the anniversary of the Best Cuts of Music. It's hard to believe it's been a year, Sam.
I can't believe it's been a year. I can't believe it's been at least over 365 days.
It's been...
52 weeks.
A long time.
It's a lot.
It's been 1 year.
Yeah. Over that. I remember when we started the show, it was cold outside.
And it's cold.
It's cold outside again.
Weird.
It's bizarre.
We've gone...
I smoked a cigarette earlier, and I was like, fuck, it's cold. I don't remember it being cold when I come to your house, but I do, a long time ago.
We've been around the sun one time.
an entire...
And the Earth came with us. The rest of the Earth came with us. Two solstices.
A winter and a summer.
Yes, four weddings and a funeral.
Three men and a baby.
Yeah, it's definitely four of those.
Yes.
Yeah, seasons to everything. And that's like life.
Right.
It's like I was telling Becky the other day. Sometimes, I don't know what.
I can't believe they changed you.
What goes around comes around.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I tell her.
Just the 10 of us.
Yeah, just the 10 of us. Just the two of us. Eight is enough, in my opinion.
Right.
My two dads.
My three sons. My three-headed, two-dadded sons.
Yes.
My three-headed, two-dadded sons. What if it was two dads that had one son that had three heads? It was a mixture of my three sons and my two dads.
Wow. I would what if watch it
was,
that.
What if that was a big spiral thing? It was just five heads attached to each other. And that's the show.
Oh, man.
And it lays in a pond. And so, and it spins, and they ask it questions. It's like an oracle, but it's like a comedy show where these five heads are attached in a circle in a pond.
That'd be amazing.
And when they spin, it makes these magical twinkle sounds, like a harp, and then...
And what if it had dueling concentric heads moving around that? And one is its like crotchety uncle, and the other one's its maid.
Oh, wow. And they're all five heads.
Yeah.
They're all five, but they're one person.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, crotchety uncle and maid. That would really...
That would kick it up a notch.
Yeah. But how would you introduce a girlfriend figure? Just be another cog?
Yeah, it would be.
Just another one.
Spin together.
Hey, guys, I moved in next door.
That's what would create the plot, because the way the cog moves, the outer heads would eventually connect together, so you would have the aunt of another person connecting with the uncle at some point as a storyline, but then they separate again.
Yeah, like it's a spinoff.
Yeah.
As it were, spinoff.
Exactly.
And the story, and the theme of the story is every one is a cog in life's wheel.
And the funny hilarity that happens when this wacky bunch gets together.
And the world just keeps spinning around.
Yeah, like the wheels in the sky. They just keep turning.
Like the wheels in the bus.
Go round, round, round. Round, round. Yeah.
like metal sounds and shit. So horrifying. Why is this popular?
Of course.
Yeah. And at
God.
7
p.m. Yeah.
My two dadded fuck.
My quintupled family. Head concentric circle cog family interaction world mechanical beast comedy show. It's a multi-situational comedy.
Right. It'll be like Family Matters. It'll start out one way, and eventually there'll be a weird, nerdy concentric circle.
Like a virus that just sort of infects the rest of it, and then the rest it insinuates itself. Yeah.
Everyone around town will be saying phrases such as,
did I do that?
Not the concentric circle head.
Mm-mm. No.
Not the concentric circle head.
Yeah. Everything will be... All the fame will be stolen. That's never going to happen to us. Nobody's going to put extra heads on my body.
No. No one's going to put my face on a t-shirt. I'd hate that.
Yeah.
Someone did that to me.
I'd hate that if somebody put your head on a shirt, too.
Decapitated, laying on top of a shirt at the Gap.
It's DIY.
Here.
It's like you get it at a Urban Outfitters, and it's just got a big safety pin through your head.
How sweet.
Onto an ironic t-shirt
of
camp in Michigan in 1974.
Right, it's not anything like the t-shirts that they used to come out with. They would make them themselves.
Yeah, all the kids would be wearing
manufactured.
Them. Yeah. Looks just like your head.
Because when I was a kid, we would
ridiculous.
Cut off heads and put them on ourselves. We
and that was cool.
It was cool back then. You were doing it yourself. You weren't.
Now it's just
buying them that way.
Gold lame. It's lame.
You're not murdering anyone.
Yeah, kids don't have the balls these days.
They don't.
Uncool. Yeah, I feel like that wave's over.
Right. So what do we do now?
Let's read off them tracks. No, I'm kidding.
Nah.
It's not happening. Google it.
Google it.
Bestcutsofmusic.blogspot.com.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah.
Not to forget thebestcutsmusic@gmail.com.
Yeah. Use it. Wear it out. Tell your friends.
Send us spam.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play another clip?
Yeah, let's play another clip from that amazing evening we had.
Okay, we had a great time at the gala.
Yeah.
Here's more of the gala.
I'm glad you said it was a gala.
Did you not know it was a gala?
I thought it was gala.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel awkward.
Is it gala?
Because I felt like I was saying gala that whole night, but I was really drunk.
Well...
But gala, that makes sense.
I think you might be right. I think gala is something on a ship.
Gala. Or that's some kind of soap or something. I can't remember now. Anyway.
You're right. Here is more of the...
Gala. Gala.
I gotta go.
You're so popular.
I gotta use the restroom. Yeah. Let it go. It's all right, brah. Whatever you gotta do. No, that's funny. Sam Howell's alone by himself in a bar. It's fine. I'm just gonna hang here with myself. Hang here with myself. Hanging here. Singing like David Bowie or maybe possibly Morrissey. Hanging here. Myself. I came for the evening and I stayed for the excitement. I'm by myself. I'm being noise, noise, noise. Sound, 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 sound. Sound, sound, sound. Talky talk talk talk. Blah 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 blah. Who the fuck is that guy talking to himself? Who are these weird people? These weird people coming in. I'm this guy.
Let's dance and freak and let our bodies meet. Now you got the body and I got the heat. Let's dance and freak and let our bodies meet.
Que nos aguantaron, pero ahora tal parece que eso ha terminado. Sé que nos falta mucho por caminar, y dónde irá a parar,
yo no sé.
Y no permitiremos que nada nos atrase. Nos estamos uniendo para seguir pa'lante. Si al suelo tú caíste y allí te pisotearon, tú no permitirás que te dejen abajo.
Conoces que no sirven para nada. Si tú quieres triunfar, te tratan de opacar. Ellos en realidad no tienen dónde ir. Pregunta dónde van,
no sabrás.
No nos dejaremos atrasar. Nuestras esperanzas queremos realizar. Si al suelo tú caíste y allí te pisotearon, no permitirás que te dejen abajo.
No dejes que nada te pueda parar. Yo quiero que todos oigan
lo que yo
I feel you're taking over. gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. Gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. Gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. Sun is high on the other side. Gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. Gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. Gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. The sun is high on the other side. Gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. Gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. Gazing out my window at the stars up in the sky. The sun is high on the other side.
Shoney was a knife. Shoney had a knife. Shoney was a fan. Shoney was a fan. Shoney was a hey. Shoney was a hey.
Remember you're the musical director for that club in the Catskills and you played a lot of samba and salsa?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it didn't happen. I just made it up. It would have been. I would think more of you if you had, though.
Yeah, I'd love myself more if I did too.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I would love you more for if you actually did them.
I don't know that I technically know where the Catskills are.
It's in upstate New York.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking of the Appalachians Mountains, and I was like, that's not very classy.
Vaudeville. all that stuff.
You know, is it Appalachians?
Appalachian. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Appalachian.
They stretch across some amount of territory and land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
Talking round ball.
So those were some good songs that we've had been playing on this show in this past year. It's been a wild and marvelous year, a crazy ride.
If we didn't mention it before, if you haven't put it together, we're kind of doing a little overview, like a review, review.
Sure.
Of the best cuts of music.
Right.
Are you going to spew?
No, I'm just trying to think of something funny to say.
If you're
going to
spew into that.
Nah, that's what I'm going to drink out of.
Okay. I guess, yeah, don't spew where you drink, my friend.
Don't spew where you drink, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. Good times.
Yeah.
Yep. Best cuts.
Where's the fucking cheese?
Where's the fucking cheese? Love me some ween. Yeah, we're just going to switch it up to stoner rock here in the next year. We'll play nothing but stoner rock. I love it.
Yeah.
I'll give you an excuse to dig out all of that stoner rock I got, which I have lots. A lot of it.
Good, good.
Yeah, we're going to smoke more weed.
It'll give me an excuse to dig out all that pot.
Yeah, right, because it's just going to waste. And it feels bad, too, because ever since you got hooked on cocaine, it's like, hey, man, what about me? You can mix me up in a little bit of that.
Right.
Just, why are you going to be so...
But I'm like, I'll have no part of that.
Yeah, times change.
I don't party with you anymore, my friend.
Rearrange.
Who we are and what we used to be.
Those Brady's, man, just wow, not funny. Oh, Jan.
Right. Everything's already been said. What happened to Tiger? Mom said never play football in the house or whatever. Play ball in the house.
Right. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Yeah, yeah. Pork chops and applesauce.
Applesauce, yeah. That tiki idol evil. Yeah. It's like all that shit.
Dad, why can't I move into the attic?
All of it. It's been done.
Guys, we'll have a contest. We'll see who can stack the most amount of cards. Whoever does will get the redeemable store trade coupons, and the girls will get their... Have you ever seen this episode? It's so amazing.
Know.
They go into... They have these, like,
I vaguely
credits
remember any
that
of
they
them.
Can use to, like, trade in to get, like, either a sewing kit. No, to, like, a company. It's, like,
Oh, yeah.
For, like, either a sewing kit or what the guys want, which is, like, something like a canoe or something.
X-ray specs.
And... And so they have a contest, and they just stack playing cards, and then whoever knocks them over loses, and the other person gets to. It's the lamest thing in the whole family.
They'd be stacking a lot of playing cards.
They do, and the whole family's gathered around.
Like, is Alice into it?
Alice too, of course.
God, that's awful.
And like Tiger comes and runs and knocks one off.
Oh
yeah,
motherfucker!
And I think that's a series of episodes where. Greg is wearing a Band-Aid over his lip because he's got a...
herpes sore? Yeah, I remember those.
It was like a three-part Oliver section.
Right.
Greg wouldn't show up that much, but when he did, he would have a big, conspicuous Band-Aid over his lip.
Right.
Couldn't they have just done like the neighbor from Home Improvement?
That was true.
And Greg could have a bandit scarf around his...
A bandit scarf. I was thinking, that reminds me of that episode that they had that four-part quadrilogy where Marsha, she had to have that abortion, but she didn't. And it wasn't, I don't know, it was kind of weird because it wasn't long after that till that weird mysterious cousin showed up.
Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver. God, yeah. The redheaded cousin child of the family.
Man, Oliver. Poor Oliver.
Never had a chance. He rocks out in bands now.
He does. I've seen the Entertainment Tonight about
that. Yeah. They show that all the time.
Very hard.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Oliver? He's in bands. What?
Yeah.
Here's Malcolm Jamal Warner. What's happening to society today? Does Tiger Wood have love children?
All that and more. Extra.
Yeah. I hate it so much.
And Secrets of Donnie and Marie.
What?
What the Osmonds aren't telling you.
Nothing.
Yeah. And then they get to it. It's like, Marie likes macrame and Tony likes stamp collecting. And you're like, motherfucker, you suckered me into again. Fuck you, E.T.
I knew it wasn't Milton Berle's birthday.
Let's cut it off. Shut this down. Shut all this down. We're closing this. Shut it. No. Turn it off. Nope. Out of here.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Real sex. That's a wrap.